The Awamafia of Anglo State, W3, has called for peace and calm in areas recently engulfed with communal clashes. Last week, there was a clash between Fantis and Evers in Ekumfinakwa in the central region that was followed by another clash between residents of Anglo Koji in Ho and the police. Within the past 2 days, youths of the Zongo community in Hohoi have also clashed with the indigenous of the town, leading to the imposition of a curfew on Hohoi. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Togbisri expressed fear that if urgent steps are not taken to curtail the wave of attacks, they could degenerate into bigger clashes. The Awamafia, who was a former commissioner of police, is confident the security agencies are capable of handling the situation. Togbisri spoke with Bobo Klinogo.
The recent unrest in the country do not augur well for our forthcoming general elections. We want to conduct the elections in free and fair atmosphere. And if these sort of things or problems begin to crop up, I have my fears that the way we expect things to go, things might not go in that way. However, the security agencies are ever prepared, ever determined to make sure that they bring total peace to troubled areas. And I know too well that they will do that. So no one should attend fear that the forthcoming election will be interrupted by troubles or anything of the sort.
But then what message do you have for the residents in those communities?
I am appealing to all the residents, especially those in the trouble-torn areas, that they should exercise patience. None of them should take the law into their own hands. They should allow the security agencies to do their work, especially the police. That Ghana is one country. We must coexist, and therefore we need peace among ourselves.
Togbi, you are a former police commissioner.
Yes.
Looking at the recent situation, what is your fear?
My fear is that if the police do not sit up the way I expect them to do, it's very likely that the recent events can trigger off a bigger one. But however, I'm repeating it again for the sake of emphasis that I have confidence in the Ghana police to do their very best to bring peace to our people.
That's the Paramount Chief of Anglo, Togbisri, talking to Bobo Klinogo.
The Bota Regional Minister, Henry Ford Kamel, has just ended a meeting with the National Chief Imam. He's with us on the meeting. Hello, Honorable.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, can you tell us briefly the outcome of the meeting?
The meeting has not actually started. His Eminence, the National Chief Imam, is around. He's accompanied by a high-powered Muslim delegation. And we've had the normal catechesis at the residence of the Chief Executive. We have now moved to the B Traditional Council, and we are waiting for the Paramount Chief of B Traditional Area to come for the discussions to begin.
What is going to be the focus of the discussion?
Naturally, the National, His Eminence, the National Chief Imam, is concerned about the disturbances in Hohoi, especially when his children, who are Muslims, are involved, and particularly when he's a peace-loving person in this country. And so he's come around to see how he could be of help to ensure that we all coexist peacefully and we all reconcile our differences and live together. So basically, we'll be holding discussions that will endure to this particular agenda of achieving peace.
Will all the factions involved in this dispute be involved in the meeting?
Yeah, it's important to realize that conflicts of this nature, you cannot achieve peace at one go. And so the most important thing is to begin to engage all the partners in the conversation and listen to them, let them also listen to you, and then we take it from there. So the starting point is that he's going to meet the Paramount Chief of the traditional area. From there, he will go and also have a conversation with his children, the Muslim community, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Ford Kamel. We'll get back to you for details on the meeting. That is the Volta Regional Minister, Henry Ford Kamel, telling us that the National Chief Imam is in the Volta region.
Well, Gloria, it seems that many people are calling for peace and calm in the Volta region. And of course, another person to also call for peace is Togbi Ayim Modi. He has asked the people to resort to the use of dialogue in settling their differences. Speaking to Radio Ghana ahead of a planned visit to Hohoi, he emphasized the need to live in peace. He first gave his reaction to the conflict.
Anything done unlawfully must be condemned. So That is how I first viewed, because the to assume a body, that must be done within the purview of the law. So that action, I really condemn it.
There are reports that area Pekki is planning to mobilize support for the people of Ohoi. Is that true?
I don't know if you are aware, Pekki and Ohoi, in fact, it's Binjigbe and Binjigbe, where Binjigbe is Ohoi and then Binjigbe is Pekki. What we are doing is, in fact, it's just like when something has happened to your friend, you go and sympathize with that your friend. So, in actual fact, it is not a mobilization to go and fuel the crash that is going on, but rather to sympathize with our friends in the north.
Yeah, well, when you say sympathize, what form is it going to take?
Oh, in fact, we are sending a delegation, and not even the ASAFO group, as we call them, is going to be the chiefs and the elders that will go and then sympathize. So it is not the ASAFO group that people are even already alleging that yesterday's incident, the ASAFOs from Pekki went there. In fact, it never happened. So to sympathize, we are sending a delegation of chiefs, not the ASAFO group, to go and then fuel the fighting.
What message will you be taking to the people of Ohoi?
Well, the message will simply be that every problem is solved by dialogue. So I will advise that the problem that there is, I mean, should be solved by dialogue, so that there will be peace. As we know, Ohoi is a commercial town, so that they can go along peacefully and carry out their work. So, as it is, our message is peace, dialogue, to solve the problem.
Won't the other side, that's the Zongo people in Ohoi, misunderstand your visit to the place?
No, I think, I mean, you as an individual, if your friend's house, I mean, there's a problem coming out of your friend's house, I think definitely, naturally, you have to go and sympathize with that friend. So as our brothers and sisters, we are not going there with any bad motive or ill motive. We are really going to find out what actually was the problem and see how best we can solve it. So I would say that our brothers and sisters from the Zongo should not take our visit as a thing to come and fuel the crash.
Will you visit the Zongo community as well, since you are going to find out what really happened?
In fact, I cannot say that now here, because if we advise, it's a security problem. If our brothers and sisters say it is safe to go there, when we get there, we will do that.
Togbe Ayimode is the chief of Pekki.